And it came to pass, Genesis chapter 39, beginning at verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, Lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master, what if not thou wottest with me in the house? And he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee. Because thou art his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her, or to be with her. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're reading from verse 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Better than having Satan in control. Because the Word of God is so practical to us. It doesn't hide away certain parts and say, well, this is not for Christian to talk about. The Spirit of God realized that because sin came in, you and I have inherited a sinful nature. And if we are believers in the Lord Jesus, that sinful nature still exists in us. That flesh still indwelt in us. And it does lust after certain things. How would the man of God, how would the godly woman, the godly Christian behave when these circumstances come in? The scripture does not only give us instruction, he gives us examples of young men, young women that have followed this scripture and honor the Lord. Godliness, there is no price for it. The world desire to make our life so cheap, there is no price for godliness. It is completely contrary to the world. The world would desire that we would be gods, that the fear of the Lord would not be before our eyes. But for Christian, to live a godly life, is so precious, and it's honorable, and it is so, has so great value in the eyes of the Lord. Can a godly man, can a young woman live godly when temptation are coming right on them? Can a young man, can a young woman resist and run away and flee? Do we have examples in the scripture of men like you and I, of women that have gone through circumstances and stood up for what's right? Yes, we do. In the scripture, record them to us, not in vain. Joseph was in a very hard circumstances. Number one, he was a slave. He would do his master's bidding. He would not have any choice. And as we have heard earlier, that when we are at the workplace, we ought to do what our bosses tell us to do. But if anything comes that is contrary to the commandment of God, to the word of God, if my boss told me to steal, I will not. Because the word of God said that thou shalt not steal. But it wasn't a matter of stealing here. It wasn't a matter of not doing a good job. It was even more than that. I want to read a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.